Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight, open mic. Welcome, everybody. And I want to apologize to my audience for last night. It was a holiday, so I took half a night off. But I apologize. All right. Inner Sight. Open mic, the program where you can make your own subject. And the Biting Buzzard reported that a new sidewalk is being put in this town where we live. Every street should have a sidewalk, you know, where people could be safe, especially when you can't read the light, and especially when these cars keep moving when people are in the crosswalk. I don't think cars should move when people are in the crosswalk. They should not be allowed to move. They should stand still. And, of course, they all should slow down. So, new sidewalks, yeah. How about all the pedestrian signals? They should all be made accessible to enable people to access the lights and get better safety. We all need that. Everybody needs more safety. We don't even have the basics in most cases.
That's true.
All right, open mic. Inner Sight. And, if you want to take note of the phone number, 213-816-1650. So it's the program where you can make or create your own subject, open mic.
Yeah, sure. You know what?
I'd like to say something.
In the background?
I hear a lot on the news about the economy.
Yeah.
You know, they say especially fuel prices.
Oh, yeah.
They're going higher.
Yeah, you know why?
Oh.
I think that...
Wait a minute, let me finish my statement. Wait.
Okay. Oh. Sorry. I didn't hear. It's breaking up.
The fuel prices are going higher. And I don't know why this government is not giving us more stimulus. I mean, to me, that's very selfish.
You know, yeah, it is.
They admit that the economy is getting worse and all that, and no help coming from the government.
Yeah.
So get on the ball, Mr. Biden. Matter of fact, throw the ball and give us the stimulus. Now, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was just going to say that I was all day looking at jobs for myself, and I'm noticing, you know, the recruiters saying, oh, you know, people are having difficulty filling. You're right, totally right about that. Filling, I just got a pop-up. Right while we're speaking right now, and somebody's saying, you know, people are not working. People, you know, you have an opportunity here, and these employers are struggling to fill the roles. You know?
Yeah.
So, it's really been rough.
The stupid medical profession hasn't helped much. Giving people this vaccine has probably made a lot of people... a lot worse. What? You got voices in the background. Can you please get rid of that interference?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if he has a TV. I can't hear it, but let me check. Okay? I check, but sometimes he puts it on and forgets. Hold on.
All right, get rid of... Don't give me a big speech, please. Just get rid of the damn thing. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and, yeah, you know, we... We have a so many things going on. And the government and the agencies should have listened to us, and they didn't. So now it's worse for people who are disabled, you know, than it would have been if they had listened to us. And what are they doing to make up for all the people that passed away in the nursing home? I haven't heard one word about settlements or helping the families, you know, with the relatives, the loved ones. And by the way, we're happy to announce that Mary is going to get out of the hospital. Maureen called today, and Mary, who we helped get out of the nursing home, was in the hospital with pneumonia. And according to Maureen, she's doing much better, so we're happy about that. You know, we can help people get out of nursing homes. A lot of programs do that, different people and all that. But the worst part is that the place is still there. People can go back. And people can be caught in there for years and years waiting for one of these programs to kick in, when the money should be used directly for the person.
That's true.
And that's one of the things that really is keeping people in nursing homes. The fact that the places are still there.
That's true.
The place wasn't there, the person would have to stay in their own home.
That's right. And they'd have to provide services, you know.
You're not going to evict somebody because they're disabled and get away with it. I mean, there are laws.
Mm-hmm. This should be declared, you know what I want to say? Should be declared where if you're abusing a disabled person, it should be declared that, but it's okay in a nursing home situation to abuse an elderly and disabled person. It's not right. To me, that's abuse, what they're doing, complete and utter abuse.
The money that's being used to go to the nursing home should be put into a fund to help a person stay in their own home.
Right. Yeah.
That's how that should work. And, of course, the agency should help raise some of it.
Yeah.
So tune in to Suzanne's show tomorrow night. Nursing homes kill people.
Yeah.
Get rid of them. I mean,
we don't
need nursing homes in this country.
No, we don't. What is
you had the money
I want
to
ask, what's the service that a nursing home provides? Really, just a waiting time to be dead. That's what it provides, and in my opinion.
Yeah.
You're waiting to die. You're buying time to die. It's crazy.
That's basically what it's all about.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that people go in there, it's supposed to be the end of their life.
Yeah, but that's
ridiculous.
Crazy.
Nursing home.
Yeah, I know.
So we're determined to get
harming.
Rid of them.
I'm sorry.
Do we
we're
have that...
I'm sorry.
PSA I made, is it ready to be played?
No, not yet. I've been
it's not ready.
Putting it up.
Right.
I'm going to put it. It's not ready yet. No. I'll have it by tomorrow.
All right. So hopefully tomorrow night
we'll put it up, yeah.
Try that, see how it works. We are working with inferior equipment.
Yes, we are.
So we're still on the air.
Yes, we
are. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Call in, keep it clean, and turn down your radio, television, whatever it is you got in the background.
Yep.
All right. Brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue. The Big East, Akita Rescue. Tom's River, New Jersey. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady over there. So adopt an Akita. And, of course, you can always donate to the Akita Rescue.
Right.
Help save the Akita. 609-388-7004. Kennedy Realty. I want to thank him for his $100 donation. It's in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate him keeping in a sight on the air. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You can buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information.
Mm-hmm.
Call Mr. Kennedy, and we thank you for that.
Yeah.
Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the program.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, my buddy who runs it, 631-484-3085. On dog food and cat food.
Right.
So give him a call. 631-484-3085. And
okay.
We thank him.
We have a caller.
Get a message from Able News, and then we'll go to the phone.
And then we'll get a caller. Okay, no problem.
You got the Able News?
Yeah.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petitions, the one on the nursing home and the one on the service dog school. And we're trying to get these politicians to make a difference. So sign the petitions. Need all the names we can get. All right, open mic, 213-816-1650. And we'll take a phone call. We got somebody on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Anthony. Okay, let me get him through.
Open mic.
We have
Hello.
Anthony, and we also have possibly Caroline. So I'm going to go with Anthony and then Caroline. Okay, hold on.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
So basically, I wanted to comment on two things tonight. The first being the issue of the nursing home. I got to thinking, you know, how much abuse is common in these nursing homes and what they try to pass off and blame, you know, on she fell off the bed or he fell off the bed, and how much we don't know, you know, and how many calls the state gets, you know, their hotline from people complaining about their family members being abused and what's not caught on camera, you know, and how much of this is really covered up and how, you know, their attorneys are so good at covering it up and how, you know, people do or don't get fired, probably don't get fired because, you know.
Well, the woman was with my mom, she got fired. She was the scapegoat, honestly. It wasn't that. Even though she dropped my mom, right, she went to them and said nobody was there to help her. How could she, you know, they should have been having a two-person assist with my mom. They never did anything like that to help her out. Should have been two people.
So I can't understand, too. I mean, if they're supposed to be so concerned about their workers, why they would make one person do what is supposed to be a two-person assist.
True.
I mean, sometimes you sacrifice, but we know that they don't care about these people, you know, and they have no compassion for them, and it's just a job, and, you know, it's exciting for them to get because it's more money than the home health aid, You know, so everybody, oh, I want to go work in the nursing home, and, you know, God knows you wouldn't be able to sit, you know, and ignore people, you know, while they cry out for help, because they know that in home care you can't get away with it so easy, because the person can call the agency to change you, or, you know, if you abuse them, you get fired.
Not even that. If they come to see the patient, and the patient's in not, or the patient's brought to the hospital because the patient demises quickly or gets really sick, you know what? They're held accountable. So that's why they don't do it in that circumstance. But in a healthcare environment like that, it is noticeable very easily, and then that's when they get in trouble too, you know? So they can't do that, you know?
I would think not, but I know that, you know, they're neglected regardless, even if it's not physical abuse. You know, they're not fed if they can't feed themselves. So, you know, obviously a person, you know, isn't fed enough, or maybe isn't fed at all in some cases, where they're going to say they don't have time. So, I mean, you know, obviously the person is...
That's all. That's my opinion.
They're losing weight, and then they'll just you know, wait for them to,
because they've lost so much weight. That's what usually happens.
You know,
these
people who complain that they're overworked and all that, and they don't have time, yet they won't do anything about that.
I know.
If they're going, if they really want to help these people, and we've approached them on it, by the way. We offered more than one.
A lot.
If they really want to help these people, why the hell don't they start a movement to get the home health aides in there for the people? It's phony.
They
don't give
care,
a damn
Frank,
about these people.
If
they did, they would step up and do something about it and use inner sight, you know, to help them. We're
it's
here.
Just Frank.
They don't do a damn thing. They're all full of crap.
It's just, Frank, that they talk about it because they're concerned about themselves. It's not really
stop
about the patient.
Stop breathing in the phone like that.
They just want to reduce the workload on themselves. I've had home health aides sit here and talk about what goes on in their nursing homes, and then they would say, well, this is the type of question that we have to ask, because they would say, you know, what kind of care are these people going to get when the nursing home staff is cut back, because they can legally cut back certain numbers of workers without, you know, being shut down and make excuses that they can't find enough and, you know, all that type of stuff. But we know that they really don't care about the people. They just want to work with people.
Well,
they
would not look bad if they got out and spoke to the news media and used inner sight. We want to help these people. Let the home health aides come in and help them the same way they help them at home. They would not look bad if they did that. They would look damn ass good. Believe me. Nobody could fault them for that.
But that's something that only the family members would care about mostly. The people who work there, they're just working and they're looking to get paid. That's all, you know, and it's a union cry.
Yeah, but they want their job to be easier. They want to do a better job. Get those aides in there.
Yeah, but no. They don't want the aides in there, because then that might mean less money for them if it's less work.
The nursing home is still getting their money and they're going to get paid. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the home health aide that would help the person with the personal stuff.
But then they'll be afraid that, you know, the family members would want to take them back home because the home health aides are taking, you know, better care of them.
They'll take them back home.
Right, and they don't want that, because it's all about big business, Frank. And the other thing that was on my mind was how much money they're going to give to Afghanistan after we spent 20 years in that country. I mean, I know they feel like we have an obligation, but Frank, $60 billion they're going to spend in that country. $60 billion when poor disabled people is living off a little bit of money, living in the slums, living with somebody, not having enough money for food, clothes, or basic necessities. Frank, $60 billion when people don't
even
have a
decent
wheelchair.
Yeah, well, like we say, it's never going to change until Inner Sight gets the money.
Yeah, that's going to be the dangerous part for them. You know, Frank?
Oh.
The only way it's ever going to change.
That'll be the end of
the
world for them.
Yeah,
because,
it sure would be.
Yeah,
no, it wouldn't be the end of the world. There's always stuff to do.
No, they would be shocked. They really would be. It'd be a shocking moment. You know that, Frank.
But they want it to be this way. You know, they want to be able to control the money.
Of course they do.
You know, they don't want to give us a hand.
Of course
they want
it.
I don't understand why they want it that way, too.
They don't, because they don't want to give us a hand out. They don't want to give us a hand up. They want to give us a hand out and make us poor and dependent the rest of our lives because they don't care. And that's how you can ration the money. And that's all it's really about.
No, it's not even that. I think right now they do that because I haven't quite figured out why they detest viewing the disabled in the way in which they are. You know, they're viewing people wrongly. You know, and I see it.
Yeah, because they see it as what they're giving us as to be a handout. So therefore we can't say, you know, that we should have a debit card or you know, the right to spend what we deem the money on as necessary and, you know, to get the things that we need, and they want to be able to dictate, you know, what is spent.
They don't
believe
that they owe us, and they do.
That's true.
Right, and it's all about control, and a lot of people, Frank, feel that we're lucky to get what we get. You know what I mean? That we live in the best country in the world, and if you live in another country, you wouldn't get near as much as you do here, and blah, blah, blah. So that's what we get.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
That's a shame, but that's the circumstances under which we live.
A lot of those people don't live it. We do.
Right, but they have a conservative, you know, idea of the way the government should run. And, you know, they think that by controlling the money...
They won't do anything to help us get jobs and pay taxes.
No.
It doesn't make sense.
No.
It's a contradiction. The whole system for the disabled is a contradiction.
And
they'll say those that work are able to work, and those who can't get SSI. And if you want to work, you can apply for a job and have a chance to get it like everybody else. And you know, they'll say disabled people are dependent; they can't work.
They wouldn't even let me on the damn ride with my dog. So you know, the laws are horrible.
I know. Well, they'll say that was just that driver's mistake, and that's not their policy.
No,
and it's a rare circumstance, but they're going to get away with that, you know.
Sure, they already got away with it.
Oh, they got away
yeah.
with it many times over. That's the issue.
Sadly,
I can't stand
unfortunately,
that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone will continue to deny until the cows come home. You know, about how bad the circumstances of our life really is, but it really is, Frank, because, like I always say, even if you were physically able to be independent, you couldn't be. Even if you were disabled, but you could have your own apartment and things like that, you could never afford it. You're always having to have your hand out depending on somebody else because it just isn't enough regardless of what you do.
We're going to take another call, Anthony.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650, the phone number, Inner Sight, open mic.
Yep.
Pick your own
and
subject. Anybody
go.
Else on the line?
Yes. Yes, I believe it's Carolyn, but let's find out. All right, here we go.
Inner Sight, hello.
Hello? Carolyn? Is that you? Well, maybe the person just
doesn't
wants to
listen. Doesn't sound like anybody.
Well, it has a when the person wants to speak.
Call back in, caller.
Yeah, call back in. We can't hear you.
We don't have you.
Okay. Thank you.
Dial back in. All right. Inner Sight, open mic. And tomorrow night is our nursing home weekly program.
Yeah.
So, you know, be with us. The show is entitled Nursing Homes Kill People, Get Rid of Them. And we need other people to join us with that. People that have loved ones in nursing homes that don't know what to do. People who would like to take their loved one out and can't. We're not going to condemn you for that. We're not going to be like the damn system. We're going to ask you to help us do something about it and help you to get your loved one out. So, you know, it's easy for these stupid social workers and these stupid-ass agencies to blame people. You know, why aren't you helping your family member? Why the hell don't they get you the money to do it?
That's right.
You know, the money is there, but it doesn't go to help the person. It goes to the agency.
Yeah. Right.
So that's my answer to those people.
Yeah.
You want to criticize people and help people? Do something about it. Get them the damn money. Do it on the weekend. Do it on your days off if you're afraid to do it through the agency. So anyone out there who has a loved one in the nursing home someone who has to go into a nursing home.
Wednesday night we are going to take apart all the issues that are faced within the nursing home and what it can lead to if you don't be careful. You have to really, you know, when you get a subscription, you know, it comes from them, you know, from the people who hold your stuff back, you know, your money to pay for the bill, the $5,000. And you're going to give me a call and I'll probably, you know, go online with you and say, you know, about my piece of what I've seen, you know, and work from there.
Wait, what are you talking about? I don't understand what you said.
I'm sorry.
Clarify that.
Right, let me repeat. Hold on, I just had one of my episodes on air. It's okay. Yeah, I get that once in a while, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to just come out with it. It's on my open mic, so I could talk about it. It's like a little seizure that I get, but it's okay. I get it once in a while. So don't mind me. I don't remember what I just said.
About paying a bill at a nursing home. Now, what people should do is with that is claim hardship.
We do.
You know? Make the damn place take you to court. Expose it. See?
Yes.
We'll back you up. We need all the help we can get rid of these nursing homes. Any way that you can push it.
I'm putting on the petition. I decided to put my mother's dying moments on the petition. It took a long time to understand that I really needed to get my aunt and keep my aunt out of the nursing homes. I mean, I don't know. I looked at that independent living center, but you have to pay. It's like a luxury resort type of thing, but they have centralized cooking and stuff like that. But I don't trust it. If they just say, she, you know, my, cousin agrees with me. He doesn't trust the whole idea either. We're going to have to sit down on Thursday with her and then talk what we would like to do. And we would like to have her near in that Bayshore house that I was talking about. That seems more negotiable. And, you know, you could actually have nursing, you know, care. She doesn't like my aides, my cousin, at all. It's not for her to decide.
Well, all I can say is, without getting into detail, Inner Sight has a plan and we're ready to help.
That's right.
That's all I can say about it.
I know that you're there for me. I know that. I feel it.
I think it's the best way to go because it protects her assets.
You know, you go the
other way.
Did you speak with
any money in her name? You're going to have to spend it.
Yeah, no. Or my name even. It's going to be really hell. I won't get any services if I put it in my name. So I got to put it in something's name. But I don't want you guys to get in trouble either yourself. I need you to speak to
a lawyer.
We're
not going to get in trouble. We're chartered to help the disabled. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah,
no. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Don't forget all the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. Ali, Corey, Avante, and Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, to mention a few, passed away. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds
it really
you.
Saddens me hearing all those children. They could have done something about every single one of them, you know?
Well, the agencies could do a lot more.
Yes, they can.
You know, we had that over a year ago. Eyewitness News did a story on that with us.
Yeah, I know.
It's so damn true.
It is very true.
What did the agencies do for all those people that the politicians left in a nursing home? They didn't help those
people. No, they didn't.
And they had the money.
I sat down. Yes, they did. And I sat down personally typing with my heart, you know, very hard for me to type hands, and just going on Twitter during their teleconferences and constantly telling them, take the people out of
the
nursing
home.
Yeah,
but why didn't the agency step up and say, hell, we're not going to do this?
That's right.
We got the money.
Should.
We're going to use it to help these
That's
people.
That's right.
You're going to fire us? Go ahead. But in the meantime, we're going to help these people.
That's right. They should have. Or they should have just said to them,
and the news
we
media
money,
would have been so up on that story.
I know.
That it would have been hard-pressed for these politicians to put those agencies out of business. They should have taken a stand for those people.
Yeah. I know.
They had the programs, the money. Why didn't they help as many people as they could?
Yeah.
Inner Sight didn't have the money. And
we never
still donated $100.
Yes. Do you notice
Hold
notice
it.
That we have very
Let me finish
money.
My thought.
Okay.
We didn't have the money, and we still donated $100 to help Mary get out of the nursing home.
Right.
I don't know of any other agencies that came forward and donated money to get people out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what were you going to say?
I was going to say something, but it doesn't matter. You could continue. I forgot.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number off the air is 631-224-3090, the Inner Sight number. And let's see, a Thursday night television, Altice, that's Long Island Cable, 7:30, Channel 20, Thursday night. Wednesday night we have the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, so you can catch the nursing home show here, and then later on if you want to tune in the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Wednesday night, Inner Sight. And Friday is the Funnies.
Yep.
All right. So there's the schedule for Inner Sight. This is open mic. Pick your own subject. Did our caller call back?
No, they didn't go out of the system, I don't think. Let me see.
They didn't call back.
No, but I could try them again and see if it's clearer.
Oh.
Or they got back to the phone.
Right.
Okay.
See if you can get them on the line.
Right.
Inner Sight.
Okay,
hello.
Cool. Hello. Inner Sight. I don't hear them.
Sounds like there's phone trouble.
Just put the person. Yeah, possibly. All right, let me go and shut it.
Phone trouble over there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Caller, if you can hear me,
just
dial back in if you want to talk on the open mic. All right. Last month was Guide Dog Month. And you know, we did the thing for the news and how the dog works and how valuable guide dog is. Somebody told me that somebody sent out a toy guide dog or had it online.
Oh, yeah, they have that online, yeah.
Yeah, but what did the schools do to protect people's rights?
Nothing.
I mean, did they even, you know, give out information? I don't know of anything. Now, what about how many people, here's what I'd like to know.
Yeah.
How many people who applied for service dog were turned down last month?
If I knew, I would give you the answer, but I don't.
Well, you know what I want you to do? I want you to Google that right now.
Okay, how many,
people
denied
guide dogs during Guide Dog Month? I want to see what you get.
It went in National Guide Dog Month? Oh, that must be a lot.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, go ahead and put it in. Let's see what we get.
I am how many people.
Let's see what we come up with. Right here on Open Mic on InnerSight.
Denied a guide dog during National Guide Dog Month, right?
Yeah. It was September, yeah.
Okay. Oops.
What does it say? Information not found?
No.
Not found, what does it say? I bet it says something stupid. Watch, it's going to come up with a stupid answer.
It will.
All right, InnerSight, Open Mic, asking the questions that nobody else asks.
Oh, no, I know.
And with the answers.
Okay, it's coming now.
You know, something as important as that.
Oh, the scene I wrote something, but
life.
It doesn't quite match what we wrote.
They
said guide dog protection laws in North America, the CNI. This doesn't answer my question.
See what I mean?
COVID-19 presents new obstacles for people who use service dogs.
What the hell has that got to do with my question?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm just telling you what it came up with.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But you see, the answer reflects what the agencies think of us.
That's
think
right.
about it, world. You ask a question, and they give you a stupid-ass answer that doesn't even apply to the question, because that's what the agencies think of us.
Yeah.
That's the mentality that we have to deal with. Oh, you don't count. You don't have to know that.
Yeah.
See why we have no rights right there.
Right there.
You can't even find out how many people were denied. And you know why they don't want you to know? Because the next question is, how much money did you raise?
Right, and where is the money?
Yeah.
That would be my question.
I tell you, man, it's a horrible, horrible system. And it's never going to change until the law gets tough ass or InnerSight gets a bunch of money. The only thing that's going to change. So there you have it. You can't even get a simple answer to a question.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true.
How are you supposed to... now, the next thing is, can the state or the federal government take the guy, get a court order demanding to know how many dogs did you deny during September? Guide Dog Service Month, National Guide Dog Month.
No, it didn't say anything. It gives you all the other answers for everything.
But we presented that to State Senator Boyle, and he wouldn't do it. Why not?
I don't know. Good question. We might want to ask him. You know?
I did. He didn't answer. So there you have it. I mean, there's what we're dealing with. Our lives don't matter to these people.
Yeah. You know what it is? I come down to it. I really have a feeling this is what it is, that they don't want us imagine themselves to be like us, you know, cripple or blind or whatever you want to call it nowadays. I'm not going to say anything about, you know, it gets everybody annoyed, you know, when everybody says those horrible words, but that's what I think they imagine us as.
Well, that's a
as
contradiction, too, because the government made millions of us blind and disabled.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, they don't know why I have what I have, but they're definitely looking for answers, I'll tell you that much.
Or maybe they know why and they don't want to tell you.
Yeah, that's another reason. Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't want to.
You
got to
find your own answers.
I think I know my own answers too, and I know what I'm going to do. You know, if I get a good amount of money. Yeah.
All right, in a site, 213-816-1650, open mic. You can call and keep it clean and pick your own subject. I heard today that one of the big companies is moving to St. Petersburg.
Oh, yes.
I presume that's Florida.
Yes.
I forget
the
name. It's
still north
of
where my aunt is.
The woman who runs it, they just called her Kathy. I don't know what corporation it is, but people still want to get out of New York, I guess. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, it's kind of dead in the city. If you ever go around the city, even during the day, it's really, really quiet. It's kind of scary. You're lucky you even have some cars on the road.
Well, it's better than it was, and more people are coming out now than ever before.
Yeah.
The schools are open. They opened up the schools.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, there's more people traveling to and from school.
Yeah, that's true.
But, I think I mentioned the email I got from the governor.
Yeah.
Opening the door, giving me an excuse to call her office. I really don't want her involved in the guide dog thing because I want it should be a federal situation.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah.
Cover the whole country.
Yeah, it should be.
But I'll take what I can get.
Right. Whatever fanciness it brings should be.
But what she really should do is make up for what Cuomo didn't do and do something about these nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know, she should at least help us get the money to start the Volunteers for Freedom.
Yes, I agree.
I'd like to see her do that. So I'm going to call and try to get through and at least give her the idea. Well, hopefully. Talk to somebody. You don't know if the governor's ever going to get your message. But, hey, worth a try. We're here. We're out there.
Just
all over the world.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, give me a number. You got a number?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me get my glasses. They broke.
Let's see if we got
another
a number.
Pair. Yeah, you only have
I want
one
a big number.
Glasses. Yeah, I know it is. What
big
do you want,
number.
The number for the radio station or the petition or both?
No, for the how many listens?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I'm waiting for it to come
up. Let's see
what
we got.
Why the hell it's taking so long? I have to empty my cookies.
We got an increase.
Okay, 110,371. We've got an increase.
All right, we're climbing up. We're edging up there. But that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people who listen to the show. Be interesting to see now what kind of reaction we get from this Wednesday night program.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah, we
how
went
many
on
people?
Live on air on my grandmother's birthday. So let me see what the date that was. That was the 6th. And she was
that was
in
the first show,
home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. And I just see a little bump in it, so that's good. About the 10th, let's see. If I could see this better on this graph, then I'll let you know exactly what it is.
Yeah, half of these damn computers are not even accessible. Why doesn't Rizzy do something about that?
Yeah, you know.
Dizzy
he should
Rizzy.
Make something where I could see. You know, that's important. He knows
what it's
like.
He wants everybody
like,
to use
know?
Digital. Why doesn't he do something
yeah,
about it?
Yeah, people have to see.
You know?
And in certain books and stuff, on the operating system, not, you know, on another system.
Well, how about when you buy something and they put a manual in there you can't even read. But yet they took your money.
Yeah.
What about that one? It's friggin' horrible. All right, Innersight, you can't see that number?
No, I'm trying.
Oh. Can you magnify it?
It's a graph that, yeah. No, it's kind of small. Let me try again.
You saw the numbers on the
what?
On the listen. The numbers on the listen are bigger.
Yeah, it is. But I gotta get the exact number if I can. I got the 4th, which had nothing. We didn't get anything on the 4th. Then let's see, on the 5th we didn't have. We only had very little on the 5th. Now this looks like the 6th. And
wait a minute. When was the first show?
The 6th.
So how many did we get on the? Can you tell?
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm looking for that date and also what we said earlier.
That was the first show last week.
Yes, I know. Trying very hard to get where
today
the beginning is. Okay,
the
beginning is 12/71.
12, so last week was the 5th. What did you say, what's 71?
Yeah, 110,371.
Yeah, I know. I know that one. What about the last week's? Listen, can you
other
get
numbers,
that?
Yeah, I'm looking. It's sometimes it's very difficult to see it. Give me a second.
12. Oh, that was the 6th. We started the nursing home show, the 6th. October 6th. Did the first show. So tomorrow's the second program. All right, Innersight, we'll try to come up with that. I just want to see. Sometimes new shows get off to a slow start, you know, and then they
we
grow.
We shouldn't get up on it, though. Yeah.
So, if you can magnify that, I don't know. All right, Innersight. Open mic and people that need help. Every day you come across people who are disabled or elderly who cannot get the help they need. Not because the money is not there. Because the money isn't being used in the proper way. That's the biggest dilemma that we face.
Yeah, it's true. Very big dilemma. Because if we don't have the money, and then the place is not constructed in a manner that you can start using it and not even worry about the way things are, people get used to that, then you could get used to it also because you'll be showering. And there'll also be a hose or something that it goes through. I would have to disconnect the other refrigerator.
Yeah, well, you see, even when you present things, like we did with Senator Boyle with the service dog thing, even when you present situations and you bring forth people who have been denied and you say that there's thousands more, there has to be, you know?
Yeah.
And you show them the need for the law and all that. You know, the ADA is there.
Please.
It left out guide dogs with regarding the schools. You know, when you show them all this and you pull out everything and they don't do a damn thing about it. You know, Inner Sight has done its job. We did our job. We showed them. We went to them. We had his attention. We had him on the show.
Yeah, I know. And he promised when he was on the show he'd help.
And he still hasn't done it. So you see,
no.
There's the pattern. And I'll tell you something. I think it's going to happen with every damn politician. That they're not going to do anything about this. So you can't blame it on us. We did our job. We pointed it out to them. We showed them. We told them about the one woman denied 15 years, and we brought them.
Yeah.
We brought her to his office.
Yeah.
So there you have it. The same thing with the with the congressman.
Yeah.
And he hasn't done a thing yet.
No, not yet.
So don't blame us. You want to blame somebody, blame the other agencies that aren't doing anything about it. Why aren't they helping? You know? They'll make up stupid excuses. You know, they're private organizations, whatever they're going to say. Yeah, but they're serving the public. We're part of the public. And now you got the state evaluating people with the travel in connection with the service dog. So no one can blame Inner Sight because we did our job. We got this, and this guy is the senior senator of this state, and he hasn't done it. You know, people say, "Oh, you got to go to the politicians. You got to lobby." We lobbied this guy.
I know. I was there for it.
And he didn't do a damn thing.
Nope, he didn't.
So,
that's
you
right.
know what? That's mm-hmm. not the bottom line answer.
No, it isn't.
It's the money.
It is. And
it's
you know what?
Damn
really
ass money. Because if Inner Sight now had the money and Senator Boyle didn't do a damn thing, we would blast his ass from here to friggin' China. And he wouldn't look too good.
No,
and then
won't.
You'd see how fast he'd do something. So it's not letting people know or educating people. That's a bunch of bull. It's the money.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the money.
It doesn't matter how much you educate people and show them and teach them and try. It doesn't matter. It's got nothing to do with it. All these years, That's all been wasted. If all these groups went after the money all these years, we'd have our freedom now. If they did it in the right way.
Yep.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
The same thing all the way down the line.
It's
redundantly boring, but it's the same thing. What else can you say?
Exactly.
How else can you talk about how people can get help if the money is there and it's not being used for that help? The same old thing. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. You want to call in? We got a few minutes. 213-816-1650. Whatever happened to that caller? We lost him?
No, I'm going to try one more time. Give me a moment. My glasses are... I'm not seeing.
I think it's
just
a listen.
Yeah, I think so, too, but the person chimed in. So that's why they put the one.
Well,
maybe they did it, and it's just not connecting for some reason.
Yeah.
We have trouble once in a while with that, too. On top
All
of
right,
this,
caller, you can always call back tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Try again.
Yeah, if they are listening, they could try again. But we have that extra women's powder that helps.
Inner
you know,
Sight and
joy.
Oh, did we didn't get Louie?
I don't think so, but I could look. Okay, give me a second. Let me get to it.
Louie usually calls in on Tuesday night to promote.
Yeah.
Fridays.
We got
with the funnies.
We got a lot of callers, but. Not that many. One of them is totally disabled. And then we have Louie. And then I want to get, you know, some Catholic denominations. You know? So
do we have other calls?
Yes. Let me look.
We'll put one through.
Okay, hold on.
Inner Sight Live. Open mic.
Here goes. I don't know why I keep having those seizures, Frank. Those little mini seizures. All right. Hello, you're on open mic.
Got to get a better doctor.
Hi,
yeah.
Miss Suzanne and Mr. Karina.
I knew it was you.
Hi, everybody. Hello, dear. How are you? I love your show.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. Good. I knew you were on the line someplace.
I've been inclined to
believe they never would. Oh,
that's true.
Now I look at the night. What's up? How you doing?
Hello. I don't know. You're talking about the nursing home. That's the worst thing I ever heard. But I'm looking forward, Mr. Zan. Let's get together and meet Mr. Perino and his beautiful guide dog in a couple
are
of
you,
days.
Are you, Caroline?
I can't.
We only got a minute.
Okay,
Caroline,
dear,
we
meet?
Yeah, we got a minute. Are you afraid of going into a nursing home?
No, are you?
Nope. Hell no.
I am. I am.
You're
a lot
so
of people
good.
Are.
All right, Mr.
Perino. You know why I'm afraid
of
it? Because I've seen all my family been taken out by, you know, staffs at the hospital once they get that dreadful physical therapy.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Right, thank you. Caroline, call
you.
Back tomorrow night. We'll get
call that,
more
yeah,
time
need,
to talk.
I will. Bye, Suzanne.
Yeah.
Inner
bye,
Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Suzanne show.
Yep, I'm hosting.
Nursing homes kill people. Get rid of them.
Yeah, that's for
Who
sure.
Who needs them? Yeah, they're disgusting.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Nursing homes are disgusting.
They really
All right,
are.
Inner Sight, thank you so much. And we'll be with you tomorrow night. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. more. Give us more inner sight.
Good night, everyone.